Scott Delosio here with Paris Auto Speedway podcast number one for the 2016 season. Just want to let you know what's been going on at Paris Auto Speedway and what is coming up in the next few months. First, want to wish or say we wish everyone had a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Things around the holidays slow down a little bit at the pass, but boy, as soon as the holidays are over, they do pick up right away. When I say right away, I mean like January 2nd. Moose Racing and Jake Swanson, they rented Paris Auto Speedway for testing and practice on January 2nd. They're determined to win the 2016 USAC CRA Championship. They wanted to get a foot up on the competition and get out there on the 2nd. Sure, they'll be back before the season starts with more testing and practice on that famous Moose Racing car with that good young driver they have, Jake Swanson. The very next day, track was back in action. That was Sunday, January the 3rd. And the sprint car driving experience came to Paris Auto Speedway, and they had a bunch of cars out there. People just running some laps who never been in a sprint car before, wanted to check it out, other guys practicing. So it's been rather busy. It was going to be busy again this weekend. January 9th was slated to be round number two of the El Nino Winter Challenge Series. But if you're in Southern California, you know we got pounded, and I mean pounded by rain on Tuesday and Wednesday. The infield looks like a lake right now. We could probably race small boats out there. So this Saturday's El Nino Winter Challenge Series race, that's January 9th, has been canceled. El Nino Winter Challenge Series will be back at Paris Auto Speedway. Three more dates over the winter. The next one is January 23rd, followed by February 6th and February 20th. Now, all those dates obviously are weather pending. Hopefully, we'll have good weather those weeks and those days coming up on those next three races. Have you ever wanted to drive a real race car, or did you just want to take a ride in a real race car? You can do so at Paris Auto Speedway Sunday, January 24th, the Kenny Wallace Dirt Track Experience. You can take a ride along. You can get in a what's called an open wheel Legend Dirt Modified, a Dirt Late Model, or a Modified, or a Sprint Car. You can drive all those. For more details and get the prices and all the information, you can go online to dirtracewithkenny.com or call 855-722-3347. Once again, information or make reservations at dirtracewithkenny.com or call them at 855-722-3347. They've got a bunch of different classes you can take. People who've never been in a race car before, right up to people who are active race cars or race car drivers who just want to get better. So check that out. It only comes to Paris Auto Speedway one time per year. The best deal in racing, Paris Auto Speedway 2016 season tickets is available now through February 26. For more information on the different season ticket packages, give the office a call at 951-940-0134. Now, if nobody's in, leave your name, leave your number, and tell them you're calling about season tickets. Once again, you have to buy those season tickets by February 26. No season tickets will be sold after that date. March 5, that's going to be the regular season opener at Paris Auto Speedway. Let me backtrack for 1 second. I talked about the El Nino series, the Kenny Wallace dirt racing experience at the pass. The annual preseason practice, which is always free for fans in the grandstands and is open to all race cars, that's going to be on Saturday, February 27th. So mark that down in your racing calendars. Regular season opener, March 5th, the annual Sakola Shootout for the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars, along with the PASS Young Gun and Senior Sprint Cars. They'll be your first look at all three of those classes for the 2016 season. PASS Car Series opener and our PASS Car classes, they've been building nicely over the past couple of years. More cars, more people in the stands. Great racing. Their season opener is going to be on Saturday, March 12th. That'll feature the Super Stock, Street Stocks, Modifieds, and American Factory Stocks. Night of Destruction. What can you say about that? Huge crowds getting bigger all the time. Figure eight cars, figure eight trailer racing, demo cross, spectator racing. And if you have not heard yet, we're adding a class for 2016. Going back to the days of Ascot and the Corona Raceway, figure eight trailer racing. There's going to be six races on the schedule for Night of Destruction this year. The first one is going to be Saturday, April the 2nd. So make your plans now for that. If you've never been to one of our Nights of Destruction, the crowds are huge, and there's a reason why. It is insane. It is spectacular. It is fun. First one, once again, that's going to be on April 2nd. Your only chance to see the world's fastest sprint cars, the legendary World of Outlaws in the greater Los Angeles area in 2016, is going to be on April 16th. They're going to be at Paris Auto Speedway along with the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. Third year in a row, we've had that great doubleheader together. Also, the Senior Sprints, and I think the Young Guns are on that card as well. Want to buy advance tickets for that? If you buy advance tickets, you buy in a reserve advance tickets, you get a free fan pit pass with every ticket you buy. That gets you up close to the drivers and crews during the race. You can get autographs, buy t-shirts, and take photos. To get those advance tickets, go to worldofoutlaws.com and click on tickets or call 1-844-347-8849. Once again, get those World of Outlaw advance tickets. Get that reserve seat in advance for that free fan pit pass. Go online to worldofoutlaws.com or call 1-844-347-8849. Now, like any race at Paris Auto Speedway, if you do not wish to buy advance tickets, we'll have plenty of tickets for everybody at the ticket window the night of every single race. Last few things we got to cover right now. Congratulations to Mike Spencer. I think it was December 30th. Became a daddy for the second time. Had a son this time. Vera May's got a big brother right now. Another interesting note that I think surprised a lot of people over the winter, over December, I should say. Dave Darling will not be driving the Phillips 71P in 2016. That's a car he won the Oval Nationals with a few years ago. Always a contender in that race car. They're building a Silver Crown car this year, and they're going to cut back on sprint car racing as far as, I believe, just running the USAC series. I think they're going to run the local USAC shows along with a lot of the local shows in Indiana. But they're going to be concentrating more on their Silver Crown car. Dave Darling out of a ride, you might be saying, oh no, I mean, how can that happen? What's he going to be able to pick up? Well, he picked up one heck of a ride. He's driven it before. In fact, he's driven it to two Oval Nationals championships. The Jeff Walker number 11, Jeff's Jam It In storage car. He's teamed up with Dave Darling once again for the USAC National Sprint Car Series this year. Not only did Dave Darling win two Oval Nationals in that car won another Oval Nationals championship with Chris Windham in it. So congratulations to Dave on picking up that ride. And thank you for the Phillips Motorsports team for all the great memories they provide over the past few years. Hopefully they'll come back out with their regular driver come this November for the 21st annual Budweiser Oval Nationals presented by All Coast Construction. Thought the Oval Nationals were big last year. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till this year. Last thing we got to talk about, a little bit of a serious note. Talked about Dave Darling, three-time Oval Nationals champion. Bud Kading, the only other man to win the Oval Nationals three times, was burned in a race at Kokopo Speedway last week in Arizona. Last week or this past weekend, it may have been. Happy to say he's healing well. He's on his way back home. And we wish him the speediest of recoveries in getting over those burns. Once again, my name's Scott Delosio. This is podcast number one for the 2016 season at Paris Auto Speedway. To keep up to date on everything going on at Paris Auto Speedway, be sure to check in on our Facebook page. We update that thing at least three times. Well, usually three times every day. Usually a lot more than three times, actually, throughout the year. That's Paris Auto Speedway on Facebook. On Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWY. We update that every day as well. And be sure to check out our Instagram account. We add pictures all the time, not only current pictures and current information, but we go backwards with stuff from years ago at Paris Auto Speedway on our Instagram account. Once again, we look forward to seeing you round number three, the El Nino Winter Challenge Series at Paris Auto Speedway. That's going to be on Saturday, January 23rd.